says, do not belittle what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you. Do not belittle what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can respond to you. Sometimes when we make dua, we make like a half-hearted dua. Maybe, inshallah, make dua, but I'm not 100% sure, or I don't have full certainty that my dua will be accepted. So it's a half-hearted dua. From the means of getting your dua accepted, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that a person, he is muqin, he has certainty when making that dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْذُورًا. That which Allah can give you is not restricted. It is only us, we have that lack of belief with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, we should believe anything that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To change our fortunes, we might be poor. We might have no money. We might have issues with our parents or maybe with our wives and our kids. To ask Allah subhanahu that Allah will change it straight away. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولُ لَوْ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. If Allah wants something, He says, be and it becomes. So make this a day, brothers and sisters, where you seize this opportunity of making dua for everyone. Not only yourselves, but even for other people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, dua al-rajul li akhihi al-mu'min mustajaba fi dhahr al-ghayb. When the person, he makes dua for his brother in his absence. Like for example, someone's away, he's in another country and I'm making dua for him in his absence. The Prophet told us in mustajaba. عَلَى رَأْسِهِ مَلَكٌ مُوَكَّلٌ يَقُولُ آمِينُ وَلَكَ مِثْلٌ. Above his head is an angel. Every time he makes the dua and he says Ameen, the malaika says the Ameen with him. And for you, you get the same thing. In the English language, they have a method, they say a statement, you're killing two birds with one stone. You're making dua for yourself, and you're making dua for that person as well with one dua. So by you making dua for that person, you're making dua for yourself as well. And the Muslim Ummah is in dire need. I don't need to tell you what's going on in places like Syria, in other places where the Muslim Ummah, they're suffering. Some people, they don't even have food to eat. They don't have drinks, you know, let alone being able to go and eat in restaurants and etc. So brothers and sisters, use this as an opportunity to make the dua. After that, another point, it is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day of Arafah, and you find that a lot of ikhtilafat, argumentation and disputation take place on this day of how much we need to pray. If you go to Sahih al-Bukhari, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, he chaptered in his Sahih, Bab al-jam'u bayna salati al-dhuhri wal-asr. Combining between